Hey guys, this is Matt Powell. So one of the things that people point to oftentimes for proof of evolution is actually the solar system. And they'll say that the solar system proves that the Earth is 4.5 billion years old. But what I find interesting is if you actually look at the solar system and comets and stars in particular, you'll actually see that this idea that it's 4.5 billion years old is just completely bogus. It's just complete nonsense. And the reason that we know that is because stars actually die. They blow up about one per 25 years per galaxy. So we actually only find about 200 dead stars in our galaxy. And so what that proves is that our galaxy, the Milky Way, is less than 10,000 years old. Because if it were billions of years old, we would have hundreds of thousands of dead stars in the galaxy. But since there's less than 200 and only one per 25 years dies, that literally proves beyond any shadow of doubt that our solar system is young just based on star deaths. And so comets also are deteriorating over time, short period ones in particular. They orbit the sun every 200 years and they burn up 3 to 5% each orbit. And so they can't be here from more than 10,000 years ago because they would have burnt up by now. And so short period comets literally prove that the solar system is young as well. So stars and comets both prove that the solar system is not billions of years old and that you were lied to when somebody came to you and said that the Earth was billions of years old or the solar system was billions of years old and that evolution was somehow a fact. Folks, if evolution were true, there would be hundreds of thousands of dead stars in our galaxy and in other galaxies. But when we look at other galaxies, we see that there's only a few hundred dead stars. When we look at our galaxy, only a few hundred dead stars. If one dies per 25 years, it literally proves beyond any shadow of doubt that the galaxy that we are in is a young galaxy and that we didn't have enough time to evolve from an amoeba all the way to humans. It just absolutely ridiculous. You can just throw the theory away, throw the hypothesis of evolution away. It's so easily falsifiable. Now, the way that evolutionists will actually try to fix this problem is through what's known as the Oort cloud. They think that there's some Oort cloud that is literally spiraling new comets into our galaxy right now as we speak. And the craziest thing is, if you actually type in on Google Oort cloud evidence, the first thing that pops up is that there is no evidence that the Oort cloud exists. So they believe things without evidence. Evolution is a position that is defended against all reason and held to in spite of all reason. They don't care what the facts are, folks. You bring these things up to them and they'll just say, oh, well, the Oort cloud is spiraling new comets. So the ones that deteriorate, that's okay because we've got new ones coming in. They don't even have an answer for the star problem. They don't have the answers. You know, so why? But it's funny because these are the people that want to tell you that the Bible has errors in it and there's no evidence for the Bible. And they complain to me all the time. Just, they beg me in the comment section, Matt, we need evidence, Matt. Please give us evidence and answers. Why don't you turn the mirror on yourself? There's no evidence for the Oort cloud, according to the scientists that are out there that even invented it. Dr. Oort, the man who invented it, literally knew there was no Oort cloud. He just made it up. He just made it up out of thin air, and people talk about it like it's a fact, like it's really out there, but there's no evidence for it. It's a position that's impossible to defend, honestly. God bless, guys.